You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, thinkorswim web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. thinkorswim web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. COVID surges in the Midwest. Jails spread disease to surrounding communities, and a sleepaway camp leaves more than 250 people infected. Here's what you should know. As the South and West continue to spike, the Midwest is joining the ranks, with states like Missouri, Montana, and Oklahoma seeing surges in cases in the past week. Experts are also seeing an uptrend in some East Coast cities and anticipate major outbreaks in college towns as students return this month. Researchers have found that prisons, already identified as coronavirus hotspots, can increase spread in the community substantially. A new study in the journal Health Affairs showed that inmates going in and out of Chicago's Cook County Jail appear to have carried the COVID-19 infection as they went. Experts believe the jail may be linked to 15.7% of all documented cases in the state and 15.9% in Chicago. Finally, according to a new CDC report, more than 250 children and young adults were infected with COVID-19 at a summer camp in Georgia, illuminating just how easily kids can spread coronavirus. The agency's analysis shows that children of all ages can get infected and might play an important role in transmission. The study serves as a warning as schools make plans to reopen this fall. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.